Good evening. Tonight I wanted to discuss some comments of the Torah Tumimah which relate to the concept of Ma'ala Mekodesh Velo Meridin, which is an idea that means that in matters of Kedusha we try to go up, we try to ascend instead of going down. Now Torah Tumimah discusses this with regards to the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pekudei, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk says, Vayaka Moshe es HaMishkan. Moshe raised up the Mishkan, he erected the Mishkan. Vayiten es Hadana, Vyasim es Krasha, Vayiten es Brucha, Vayakam es Amudav. So it says that he put up the Mishkan and did all these different things to put up the Mishkan. So the Torah Tumimah quotes from the Gemara in Menachos, Sadites, Amar Aleph, the Gemara there says, actually, the concept Ma'ala Mekodesh Velo Meridin comes up in the Mishnah on Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara there says, the Mishnah rather says, that there were different shulchanos, there were different tables outside of the Kodesh, in the Beis Mikdash. The shulchan, which was made in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which had the Lechem Apanim on it, the shulchan was made out of gold. But outside, in the Ulam, there were two tables there, and when the Kohanim would come and bring in the new bread, so they would rest it down before they would go into the inside to put it on the Shulchan of Moshe, they would rest it down on either a silver or marble table, and then they would move it to the golden table of Moshe. But the old bread, after being on the table for a week, when it was taken off, that bread, when they would take it out, they would put it down on the golden table. And the Mishnah says the reason that there had to be two tables, that had to be a golden table as well, is because we have a principle of Ma'ala Mekodesh Ve'emaridin. So the Gemara in Amud Aleph, on Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, asks, where do we learn, know this concept of Ma'ala Mekodesh Velo Meridin? And the Gemara derives it from two psukim. The statement, Ma'ala Mekodesh Velo Meridin, actually has two aspects to it. The first is that we try to go up in Kedusha, Ma'ala Mekodesh. The other aspect is that even in the situation where we can't go up in Kedusha, we can't elevate the status of the Kedusha of the item, but we still can't go down. So Velo Meridin is seen to be as a separate concept, really. So we have these two concepts, Ma'ala Mekodesh and Velo Meridin. So the Gemara says we learn the concept of Velo Meridin from our pasuk Vayaka Moshe as Hamishkan. And the concept of Ma'ala Mekodesh, the Gemara Menachos says we learn from the pasuk, what the Torah tells us about the pans of the people from the Adas Korach, where the people tried to bring a Ketores for Hashem, and since they attempted to bring Ketores and they used these pans in an attempted service of Hashem, so therefore the pans, the Torah tells us, Hashem said that the pans should be used as a covering for the Mizbeach, so it should be used for something holy, since it was already used in an attempted service for Hashem, which is something that is holy. Now, Gemara, in terms of how exactly we see from our pasuk Vayaka Moshe es HaMishkan, where do you see this concept of Velo Meridin? So Rashi on the Daf, Rashi and Menachos Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, gives three explanations how we see it from the Pasuk. And the Torah Tumimah only refers to one. He just refers to the first idea that Rashi says, that in the entire Pasuk, we find this Lashon of Hakama. We use this Lashon of raising up. That seems to indicate that even just in simple language, the Torah is careful in its choice of words that it doesn't refer to anything as descending. It only refers to going up. And therefore you see that we stay away from, in the matters of Kedusha, we have this principle of Emoridin. The Torah Tumimah quotes other explanations of how we see the concept from our Pasuk. And he says, suggests, based on the Medrash, that since the whole time, the whole week of his Yeshivas Mei Meluim, Moshe was setting up the Mishkan and taking it down, setting up the Mishkan and taking it down, and yet we never find that the Torah tells us that he took it down. So obviously, that means to say that we don't want to talk about the fact that we don't want to, it's not a derech kavod to talk about Yerida on matters of Kedusha. The Mishkan is something of Kedusha, so therefore we don't describe it, we don't talk about how it was taken down, because that would be taking away the kavod from the Mishkan, and that's a concept of Emeridim B'Kodesh. But Tertimim also the quotes from Rashi, Megillah, Chavav, and Aleph, where Rashi quotes from a Tosefta. I don't know what the Tosefta is, but Rashi says that the Tosefta that tells us Malam B'Kodesh based on this Pasuk, Vayakam Moshe Es HaMishkan, and he quotes, and he explains that the idea is that Betzalo was the one who made the Mishkan, and Moshe was the one who put up the Mishkan. And relatively speaking, Betzalo was a person of lower stature than Moshe, who was a person of greater stature. So the idea is that the person of lower stature made the Mishkan, but Moshe, who is a person of greater stature, is the one who puts it up. And Rashi there says that from the same Tosefta, that also the concept of Lo Meridin is learned from the pans of the Alas Korach, as we mentioned earlier. So the Hartimima actually goes on to ask a question based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that in Chav Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara says that it has a language of Gemiri, Mala Mekodesh, Velo Meridin. So usually this term Gemiri, which means that we're taught, or which usually refers to things that are taught in the tradition. So Gemiri would seem to indicate that it's not something which is derived from Psukim, and it's not a drasha, rather it's just an oral tradition. And generally speaking, Gemiri usually means Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the question is, how could the Gemara in Brachos use the language of Gemiri if we find that the Gemara in Menachos learns this concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'Lo Meridin from Sukkim? So the Tertimim already points out that we find in the Rishami the concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'Lo Meridin comes up in the Rishami in several places, and we never find in all of Rishami that there's a drasha from Sukkim. And he quotes further that the Rishami in one place, he says, in my Tertimim, it says it's a Brachos, Parakim Alocha Gimel, but in fact it should say Bikurim. The Rishami is in Bikurim Gimel Gimel. And the Gemara there says a language of Shamati, Shemalam B'Kodesh. I think it's Rameir who says, Shamati, I heard that there's this principle of Malam B'Kodesh. Again, the language of Shamati sounds like it's not something which is derived from Sukkim, but rather it's just an oral tradition. So the Tartimir concludes that it must be that even though we have these Psukim, the Psukim must just serve as an Asmachta. It's not a true drasha, it's not a real derivation, but it's actually just an Asmachta, it's a hint. We're just so mech this principle, this concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'Lo Meridin, so we attribute it to this pasuk to remember the principle. But really, the principle is not truly derived from the pasuk. And the truth is, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense that it would only be an asmachta, because what are we saying? We're saying that the Mishkan is something which is kadosh, and we don't find the language of Yerida going down with regards to the Mishkan, as in this pasuk, it only talks about how Moshe put it up. Vayaka Moshe, we only use the positive idea of putting up the Mishkan, but we don't talk about Yerida. So therefore, that teaches us that we should not go down to Kedusha. But if you think about it, if that's the source, well, it's not a very conclusive source, because in fact, the Mishkan, which was something of Kedusha, in fact was taken down, as Dr. Mimitz himself points out, that throughout the Shivas Miluim, it was put up and taken down. And throughout their travels in the desert, they would take down the Mishkan whenever they would travel. So, in fact, if this is a source that for things of Kedusha, you don't go down, but that Mishkan actually was taken down. So, it would seem that it makes sense that it would just be an asmachta, that since the Torah avoids talking about the fact that the Mishkan was taken down, so therefore that indicates that in general we try to avoid that. But of course the Mishkan, in and of itself, the Mishkan was taken down. Now, I really want to talk about some other issues which are related to this concept, and also relate to some of the issues that the Tartimima raised. So Tartimima discusses this issue of the fact that there's a Gemara in Brachos which has language of Gemiri, and that would seem to go against the Gemara Menachos, which learns that from Sukkim. So, of course, In general, even though, in general, when we talk about Gemiri, that something is learnt in the Masorah, so it's not from Sukkim. So when we have things that are learnt from Sukkim, that would seem to indicate it as Deraisa. If it's not learnt from Sukkim, so maybe it's only Midrabana. And there's a discussion, it would seem to be a machlokas, and Rishonim perhaps, whether or not this concept of Malamakosh Lom Ridin is an issue that is a principle that's Midrasa or only Midrabana. Now, of course, we said before that the word Gemiri, even the word Gemiri, generally refers to Halacha Moshe Mesinai, which although it's not from Sukkim, but even Halacha Moshe Mesinai would usually be Deraisa. But we also find sometimes one or two places where maybe Gemiri might not mean Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's a Rashi in Psachim and Beis Manbeis where he explains the word Gemiri means Mesaras Avosenu. So it could be, unless you understand Mesaras Avosenu means Halacha Moshe Mesinai, but that would be strange because Rashi in many, many, many places says clearly Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So over there, when he says Mishar Sabasinu, it would seem to maybe be something different. And therefore, in the Gemara and Brachos, it's not clear that the word Gemiri there necessarily means Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So, however we understand the word Gemiri, either way, seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim about this principle of Malam Kodesh Olam Ridin, whether or not it's Midrash or Midrabanon. And the Prima Gadim, in the beginning of Or HaChaim Sim Membeis, and then the first Mishnah Tzav there, he quotes from Rashi, the Rashi that we mentioned earlier from Megillah Chavav and Aleph. And Rashi there says that we learned this concept, Malam Kodesh, Lo Meridin, from Sukkim. So Rashi there seems to understand that it's a concept that's Midiraisa, because it's learned from Sukkim. But the Prima Gadim at the beginning of Simon Kufnin Gimel, over there he quotes from the Rambam, it would seem that the Rambam would understand that this principle, Malam Kodesh, Lo Meridin, is not Midiraisa. Now, another issue I want to discuss is what's the how far do the does the application of Malam Kodesh Olam Ridin go? Now, obviously, the phrase is Malam Kodesh Olam Ridin, so we understand that the phrase that this concept, this principle, applies to areas of Tashrim Shei Kedusha, things that are inherently Kodesh. So we apply this principle that we Malam Kodesh Olam Ridin. What about Tashmishi Mitzvah? What about things that are used for Mitzvah but aren't inherently Kadosh? Not inherently holy. So there's a discussion. There's a the discussion whether or not Tashmishi Mitzvah are subject to this rule of Malam Kodesh Olam Ridin. And the Prima Gadim at the end of Siman Kufnin Gimel, Or HaChaim Kufnin Gimel, he refers to this discussion and quotes the Shach from Yerdea, Reish and Tess. And the Shach there has a discussion about this issue whether or not Tashmish and Mitzvah are subject to the principle of Malam Kodesh Olam Ridin. We also find that the Pnei Yehoshua and Megillah Chavav and Manalev also seems to make a distinction. There, the Pnei Yehoshua is bothered by the Rashi that we quoted earlier. The problem is that Rashi says that we learn the concept of Malam Kodesh from the Pasuk of Vayakam Moshe, and the principle of Velomaridin is learned from the pans, the machtos, of the people from the Adas Korach. But this seems to be against the Gemara Menachos, which we quoted, because the Gemara Menachos learns the opposite. It learns the principle of Malam Kodesh is from the pans of the people from the Adas Korach, and the concept of Velomaridin is learned from the Pasuk of Vayakam Moshe. And as an aside, we now, based on that difference, we can understand why there's two different explanations of how the Pasuk teaches the principle. In other words, in the Gemara Menachos, where we're saying that the Vayakam Moshe as Hamishkan teaches Velo Meridin, so the focus is on the fact that there's no discussion of Yerida with regards to the Mishkan. And that's the way the Rashi on the Daf, and Menachos, Sadi Tesman Aleph, explains the Drasha there. However, Rashi and Megillah Chavav, when he quotes from the Tosefta, he's saying that the Tosefta teaches Malam Kodesh is learned from the Pasuk of Vayakam Moshe as Hamishkan. So over there, when we're focusing on Malam Kodesh going up, so there the explanation is different. The explanation is that Bezalel, a person of lower stature, was the one who made the Mishkan, while Moshe, a person of greater stature, was the one who actually put up the Mishkan. But the Pnei Yehoshua is bothered by this question that Rashi seems to, he quotes from the Tosefta, but it seems to be it seems to have it backwards from the Gemara in Menachos. So in his answer, the Bnei Yeshua discusses how there's two types of Malam Mekodesh. There's two types of applications. In the first case, you can have something which is inherently Kadosh, either Kedush HaGuf or Kedush HaDamim. And the question is whether or not we could do something that which would raise its state of Kedusha, raise its status of Kedusha, or degrade the status of Kedusha, to give it a lower status of Kedusha. So that's something where the inherent Kedusha, the inherent level of Kedusha, is going to change, either to ascend or descend. But then you can also have a concept of Malam Kedush Lamridin, where you have something which might be something which is a matter of Kedusha, but we're really discussing just whether or not we can do something which is, you know, a higher form of kavod or a lower form of kavod. So let's say by the lechem apanim have whatever kedusha they have after they're put on the shulchan. So they have whatever kedusha they have as lechem apanim, and after they're taken off the shulchan, whether or not you put them on a silver table outside in the ulam, whether or not you put them on the silver table or the golden table, is not really going to affect the kedusha of lechem apanim. It's just a question of whether or not you're treating it with greater respect than it was used to, or lower respect. So, or equal respect, I should say. So, the question is, in that case, we say that we can start off on the silver table and move up to the gold table. And then, once it's on the gold table, it shouldn't go back down to a silver table. It should only be put, even afterwards, it should only be put on a golden table. But over there, it's not a question of affecting the actual level of Kedusha. It's just a question of how you're treating it, whether or not you're treating it in a greater respect or lower respect. So are you going up with this issue, with this item of Kedusha? Are you going up or are you going down? But it's not that the actual Kedusha is going up or down. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's discussion, that there's two types of applications to this principle, Malam Kedush Lamridin. So I was thinking, if we go back to the Gemara in Brachos, Chav Ches Amar Aleph, the Gemara there says the language of Gemiri. It would seem to be saying something different from the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos seems to derive the principle from Sukkim, Malam Kedush Lamridin. But the Gemara in Brachos is saying that it's Gemiri. It's just a concept which we have as Masorah, but it's not necessarily from Sukkim. So what is that? Why does the Gemara say Gemiri in that case? So I was thinking, if we look at the Sugya, the Gemara there is discussing the whole story of how Rav Gamliel was removed from his post and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was given the position of Nasi. And then when Rav Gamliel was reinstated, so they didn't know what to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was already instated as the Nasi, so now he can't be demoted. It's not appropriate because Gemiri Malam Kedush Lamridin. So what are we saying there? We're saying we're applying the principle of Malam Kedush Lamridin to these rabbis, that we have this principle that we should go up in Kedusha rather than going down. So unless you're going to say that the actual rabbis themselves are people of Kedusha, it would seem that this is a little bit of an extension of the typical principle of Malam Kedush Lamridin. It's not, I wouldn't say that, I don't know that the Tashmishi Kedusha, then I even Tashmishi Mitzah. They're rabbis who have this status, and if he has a status to be a Nasi, so it's inappropriate for him to be lowered in that status. But that kind of application of Malam Kedush Lamridin, perhaps, is not the typical principle. And therefore, even though the typical principle, the classic principle of Malam Kedush Lamridin, which might pertain to whether or not you can use the Sefer Torah to then use it for something else, or whether or not you have to use it for something greater, and so on, or even the Lechem Apanim, which should be put in a position of higher status as opposed to lower status. So those are things that have to do with Kedusha specifically. But these Chachamim, these Rabbanim, if one's made into a Nasi, so the principle of Malam Kedush Lamridin, what does that have to do with that rabbi? So it could be that that's why, to extend it that far, that's already a Chiddush, which is only known as a Mesorah, that we would apply Malam Kedush Lamridin even to such a scenario where we're dealing with the positions of rabbis. And similarly, the case that the Tartumer quotes from the Rishami in Bikurim Gimel Gimel, where Ramir says, Shamati, Malam Kedush Lamridin, again, that's talking about the kavod that is afforded to the rabbi, where Ramir is talking about the kavod to the rabbi. So again, Malam Kedush Lamridin, he says, Shamati, I heard this. This isn't a typical application of Malam Kosel and Ridin, which maybe is learned from Sukkim. This is an extension of that. This is a little bit of a further direction and extending it even to a situation of whether or not you should treat rabbis with greater respect, lower respect, and so on. So that's already something which is a tradition that we have, that we apply this principle of Malam Kosel and Ridin, but it's not the classical Malam Kosel and Ridin, which is learned from Sukkim. Thank you very much.